Good morning, and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this, and today's Bible reading shall be from Exodus chapters 7 through 9. Again, that is Exodus chapters 7 through 9. Let us begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure attain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin in Exodus chapter 7. Then the Lord said to Moses, and I'm again reading this from my 1560 Geneva Bible. We begin Exodus chapter 7. Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I have made thee Pharaoh's God, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I commanded thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he suffer the children of Israel to go out of his land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my miracles and my wonders in the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay mine hand upon Egypt, and bring out mine armies, even my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, by great judgments. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am ye Lord, when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt, and bring out the children of Israel from among them. So Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them, even so did they. Now Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83, when they spake unto Pharaoh. And the Lord had spoken unto Moses and Aaron, saying, If Pharaoh speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then you shall say unto Aaron, Take thy rod, and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall be turned into a serpent. Then went Moses and Aaron unto Pharaoh, and did even as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast forth his rod before Pharaoh, and before his servants, and it was turned into a serpent. Then Pharaoh called also for the wise men and sorcerers, and those charmers also of Egypt did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they were turned into serpents. But Aaron's rod devoured their rods. So Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not to them, as the Lord had said. The Lord then said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is obstinate. He refuseth to let the people go. Go unto Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, he will come unto the water, and thou shalt stand and meet him by the river's brink, and the rod which was turned into a serpent shalt thou take in thine hand. And thou shalt say unto him, The Lord God of ye Hebrews hath sent me unto thee, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wouldest not hear. Thus saith the Lord, In this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in mine hand upon you water that is in the river, and it shall be turned to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and it shall grieve ye Egyptians to drink of ye water of ye river. Then the Lord then spake unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Take thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the waters of Egypt, over their streams, over their rivers, and over their ponds, and over all pools of their waters, and they shall be blood. And there shall be blood throughout all ye land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and of stone. So Moses and Aaron did even as the Lord commanded, and he lift up the rod, and smote the water that was in the river in ye sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the water that was in the river was turned into blood. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank, so that the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the enchanters of Egypt did likewise with their sorceries, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, for yet he did not hearken unto them as the Lord had said. Then Pharaoh returned and went again into his house, neither did this yet enter into his heart. All ye Egyptians, then dig round about ye river for waters to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And this continued fully 7 days after the Lord had smitten the river. Exodus chapter 8. Afterward the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh and tell him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, yet they may serve me. And if thou wilt not let them go, behold, I will smite all thy country with frogs. And the river shall scrawl full of frogs, which shall go up and come into thine house and into thy chamber, where thou sleepest, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thine eating troughs. Yea, the frogs shall climb up upon thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. Also the Lord God said unto Moses, Say thou unto Aaron, Stretch thine hand with thy rod upon the streams, upon the rivers, and upon the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. Then Aaron stretched his hand upon the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And ye sorcerers did likewise with their sorceries, and brought frogs up upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Pray ye unto the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, As concerning me, even command when I shall pray for thee and for thy servants and for thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and from thine houses, that they may remain in the river only. Then he said, Tomorrow. And he answered, Be it as you hast said, that thou mayest know, and there is none like unto the Lord our God. So the frogs shall depart from thee, and from thine houses, and from thy servants, and from thy people, only they shall remain in the river. Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto the Lord concerning the frogs, which he had sent unto Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the saying of Moses. So the frogs died in the houses, in the towns, and in the fields. And they gathered them together by heaps, and the land stank of them. But when Pharaoh saw that he had rest given him, he hardened his heart, and hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. Again the Lord said unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Stretch out thy rod, and smite the dust of the earth, that it may be turned to lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod, and smote the dust of the earth, and lice came upon man and upon beast. All the dust of the earth was lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Now ye enchanters essayed likewise with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So the lice were upon man and upon beast. Then said ye enchanters unto Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart remained obstinate, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. Moreover, the Lord said to Moses, Rise up early in ye morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he will come forth unto the water, and say unto him, Thus saith ye, Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if you wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies, both upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and the ground also whereon they are. But the land of Goshen, where my people are, will I cause to be wonderful in that day, so that no swarms of flies shall be there, yet thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will make a deliverance of my people from thy people, tomorrow shall this miracle be. And the Lord did so, for there came great swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and unto his servants' houses, so that through all the land of Egypt the earth was corrupt by the swarms of flies. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Go, do sacrifice unto your God in this land. But Moses answered, It is not meet to do so, for then we should offer unto the Lord our God that which is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Lo, can we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and they not stone us? Let us go 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, yet ye may sacrifice unto the Lord your God in the wilderness, but go not far away. Pray for me. And Moses said, Behold, I will go out from thee and pray unto the Lord, that ye swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let Pharaoh from henceforth deceive no more, in not suffering ye people to sacrifice unto the Lord. So Moses went out from Pharaoh and prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord did according to ye saying of Moses, and the swarms of flies departed from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people, and there remained not one. Yet Pharaoh hardened his heart even then also, and did not let the people go. Finally, Exodus chapter 9. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh and tell him, Thus saith ye, Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. But if thou refuse to let them go, and wilt yet hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy flock which is in the field, for upon ye horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the cattle, and upon the sheep shall be almighty great morain. And the Lord shall do wonderfully between the beasts of Israel and the beasts of Egypt, so that there shall nothing die of all ye perceiveth to the children of Israel. And yet the Lord appointed a time, saying, Tomorrow the land shall finish this thing, the Lord, rather, shall finish this thing in this land. So the Lord did it on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. Then Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was obstinate, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord said to Moses and to Aaron, Take your handful of ashes of the furnace, and Moses shall sprinkle them toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And they shall be turned to dust in all the land of Egypt, and it shall be a scab breaking out into blisters upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. Then they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled them toward the heaven, and there came a scab breaking out into blisters upon men and upon beast. And the sorcerers could not stand before Moses because of ye scab, for the scab was upon the enchanters and upon all the Egyptians. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said unto Moses. Also the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and tell him, Thus saith the Lord God of ye Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out mine hand, that I may smite thee and thy people with the pestilence, and thou shalt perish from the earth. And indeed, for this cause have I appointed thee, to show my power in thee, and to declare my name throughout all the world. Yet thou exaltest thyself against my people, and lettest them not go. Behold, tomorrow this time I will cause to rain a mighty great hail, such as was not in Egypt, since the foundation thereof was laid unto this time. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle, and all that thou hast in the field, For upon all the men and the beasts which are found in the field and not brought home, the hail shall fall upon them, and they shall die. Such then as feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. But such as regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon all ye herbs of the field in the land of Egypt. Then Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and lightning upon the ground. And the Lord caused hail to rain upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail, and fire mingled with the hail, so grievous as there was none throughout all the land of Egypt, since it was a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in ye field, both man and beast. Also the hail smote all ye herbs of the field, and brake to pieces all the trees of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was no hail. Then Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have now sinned. The Lord is righteous, but I and my people are wicked. Pray ye unto ye Lord, for it is enough that there be no more mighty thunders and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall tarry no longer. Then Moses said unto him, As soon as I am out of ye city, I will spread mine hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know that the earth is the Lord's. Now I know that thou and thy servants fear the Lord God, before I pray. And the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was eared, and the flax was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were hid in the ground. Then Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread his hands unto the Lord, and the thunder and the hail ceased, neither rained it upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder were ceased, he sinned again, and hardened his heart, both he and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had said by Moses. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. Yea, the Bible saith this. Please join me tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Exodus.